At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Bad Influencers Podcast, where the rules don't apply, the tea gets spilled, and the influence, well, let's just say it's questionable.
We're your hosts, Shireen and Tracy, and each week we dive into the wild world of pop culture, social media scandals, and the messy side of being influential. From outrageous stories to unfiltered opinions, we're here to laugh, cringe, and call it like we see it.
We're here for the drama, the chaos, and maybe a little self-reflection, but not too much, just a little.
So settle in and let's embrace the mess.
Welcome to the Bad Influencers Podcast.
And welcome back to the Bad Influencers Podcast. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloweeny.
I hope you are all dressing up as something fun. We're actually live right now on TikTok, and I am dressed up as Santa Claus. Yeah, I went to work as like a actual Santa Claus and no one knew who I was, and it was fabulous.
Like, I literally didn't recognize you when you sent. I saw it on Instagram and
yeah,
I was like, I
posted it. Yeah, everyone at work was like, who's Santa? Ho ho ho, it's me. Yeah. And then we have
Princess Diaries. Yes. Mia Thermopolis.
We love. Mm-hmm. You're nostalgic.
Yes. We love that. I wore it to Oogie Boogie at Disneyland, and then I committed to it again.
No, I love it. Very cute, very cute. But we have a kind of filled agenda today. Shall we just get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, before we get our shots in.
Yes. Forget wild.
Perfect. You had sent this to me, and I had read it about the Vogue article.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the article.
So it's basically an article saying that it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't think I've ever felt something so deeply in my entire life. And people are finally on the train. What did you think about it?
I feel like at first I was like, oh no, you know, like this is going to be bad. But then I read it and I was like, these are actually very valid points.
They
like,
are.
You know, like the fact that, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the times we used to think, personally, I should speak for me, having a boyfriend was like a goal always.
Yeah.
Since like elementary school.
Well, it's kind of like preschool. What we're taught is like to have someone in your life is a goal.
Yeah.
In life.
And then I was like, well, now after doing all this work on myself, paying thousands of dollars to find myself, I was like, wait, no, I'm the prize. Mm-hmm. I'm the goal, you know? So I think it was very valid. I think the headline was definitely more like eye-catching.
Of course.
And of course it was British Vogue, you know? They're thought-provoking over there. But yeah, I thought it was very interesting, and I still don't know if, you know, it's embarrassing. I don't know. The TikToks are getting me where I'm like, oh, ew.
You're like, ew, a boyfriend, gross.
Gross, as if.
You're in a
wrong costume.
Weird. No, I think it's funny. I understand it. I don't think it's embarrassing necessarily. It also depends on
ick.
Where you're at in life. But it is more fun to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Something
it's more, I think it's more like, wow, she's doing it by herself. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
It's also like,
I'm sweating in this outfit.
That's why Santa gets skinny after Christmas.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. So there's this other thing that was happening. There's this girl I follow on TikTok. I think I follow her. Or unless she just always pops up on TikTok. And I think it's like Danielle Walters. Danielle Walters. She used to go on dates and talk about it. Redhead. And she would be like, guys, I'm going on a date. And so like I followed her along for like every time she went on a date, she'd come back. She's like, no, this isn't it. Blah, blah, blah. So a couple months ago, I was still following her. And then she's like, guys, I think I found my husband. And it was like on the fifth date. And I lost interest. So this article made me think of that because I was like, meh, on to like the next person who's trying to find a boyfriend. But The other thing was...
The journey's
was,
more fun.
Yeah. But the other thing that was funny, too, is I saw them go to Disneyland, and I was like, oh, that's cute, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I love doing that. But...
I'm like, ick.
After that, literally didn't follow her. And then I opened my TikTok today. I'm sure you got a million from me. So you're like, oh, she's on TikTok.
Yeah.
I opened it and it's like everyone hates her because she said she found her husband after the fifth date. And they're saying like that sets the wrong standards for women, which I think that's a little harsh.
That's a little harsh because everyone's different.
It's a little harsh grudge.
Granted, we don't know the depths of this five date relationship, but I do think you don't know someone fully on the fifth date to know they're your husband.
Yeah. They looked really cute at Disneyland, though.
Everyone looks cute on Instagram.
Wait, that is so true.
No, you're like, literally, Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes posted, or he posted a beautiful Instagram thing for her birthday.
Chicken Fry Girl, remember?
Brianna LaPaglia and Zach Bryan. Turns out he's the devil. So I don't trust anybody that, any couples on Instagram. I think that's probably where the article also stemmed from. It's like, everyone's lying to us. Having boyfriend isn't cool because they're all shitheads.
Okay, another thing that was brought up in the article was people not posting their boyfriends on Instagram anymore. Wait, and I have some stuff to say. First off, me. But then I almost started crying because I was like, but I didn't want to not post my ex-boyfriend. He didn't want to be posted on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Red flag. But that also, flag. At first I was like, wait, yeah. But then the other point that hit home was at a point I also didn't post because like other flings I've had, you know, in the past. Yeah. Because then you have to go and delete everything. And I had to do that with my college boyfriend. And high school with MySpace, where you go and delete all your pictures and then everybody knows you guys have broken up.
Yeah. Well, when it's someone I think is like breaking up or they've broken up, that's the first thing I do is go to their Instagram to see if the pictures are there. And if they're gone, I'm like, oh, broken up.
Dunzo. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I only post like one picture of me and my ex. So it was easy to delete that one. I deleted it literally 2 seconds after we broke up too.
Oh my God. Do you remember when I was like crying, I think at Islands, and I was like, I don't know, there's one picture I don't know how to get rid of, and I don't want to get rid of the whole feed because it was my birthday party. Shireen's like, I got you. And I was like, what? Literally, you can delete one picture out of your, what is it, carousel thing?
Yeah, you can.
And so that was life-changing because now I'm not fearful in case I ever have to.
You can only delete it if there's more than 3 photos, though. If there's only 2 photos, you cannot delete it because that's a single post and gets rid of like the whole like grid carousel thing.
Yeah.
So always post a third photo.
Yes.
Anything so you know you could delete one of them.
When in doubt, post 3 photos out.
Yes. 3 is a magic number.
Yeah.
I remember that was actually funny. I was like, give me your phone.
Literally me sobbing because there was one picture. I slipped one time.
And it was like the 7th one in the carousel.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I was there. Like, it's there. I have to delete a whole Instagram.
The energy.
My birthday.
Yeah. Well.
But I thought those points were very interesting.
Yeah.
There was one last one that I can't think off the top of my head, but what was it? It was, there was like this one where it was like about, I think I took a screenshot, but like girls being like, okay, guys, now that you've seen this, let's step it up. Let me see.
Was that?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Hookup culture is dying. What do you think?
Yeah. As it should.
You think it's dead?
Dead.
Because I was going to say,
daddy?
No more daddies?
I think it's dead. You know what? Okay. I don't think it's dead for all generations. I think it's dead for the ones younger than us.
You think so?
Yes. I think because they're just lover people. They just want to be in relationships. It's our, like, the 30 to 42, 43, they're stuck in hookup culture. They can't get out of the mentality. The women are out of it, but the men are not.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like it's very Peter Pan vibes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Remember last year when someone dressed up as Peter Pan and he was from L.A.?
No.
Do you remember that?
Love.
He's like, because you never grew up in L.A. And I was like.
At least he owns it.
Thank God. We love someone that takes accountability.
Yes, I do. I honestly, I feel like I appreciate them more. Okay, the next thing was, which I think we almost touched on it, but I want to know your thoughts. Women are realizing they are the prize.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the work. We've evolved. we're willing to do the work. And I think that's a bigger thing. And men don't like it. And I'll tell you, for example, so in my last relationship, I started to go to therapy and it turned a lot of the things I'd have to have homework, right? You come back from therapy, you have homework. And a lot of it was based on my relationship at the time.
I think it ruins your relationship.
Yeah. And he's like, does it ruin it or make you realize, oh my God, this is not good for me?
Yeah.
He's like, why is everything about me?
Narcissist.
Why is all the homework about me?
I said,
because I'm going to therapy because of you. I don't know. Tell me.
You're like, and here's actually the bill for the month.
No, hilarious. It's like, you actually owe me for a lot of things. Is there more points on that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The last one, which I think we've spoken about before, but it brings me back to this Danielle lady. I hope her name is Danielle because that's who I'm thinking of. The last one is bare minimum isn't cutting it anymore.
No.
Okay, so this is funny because another realization. I used to think, I just want to find a guy who likes both of my dogs. That's a big problem.
Huge problem,
actually. That's a huge problem. Yeah. I should never want for that.
No.
But second, this Danielle lady, she...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
He was like, I know he's my husband because she gave these 3 points, and I hope I don't mess this up, but it was, he picks me up to go to the gym. We go to the gym together, and then he lifts the weights and puts them like on the bar for her.
Was she joking?
No, it's like dead serious.
How old is she?
I think our age.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
that's so sad. You know what's sorry, go ahead.
And I thought it was funny because it was like, literally, someone said on a TikTok, like, the bar is in hell currently. The bar is in hell for all us ladies.
Beyond that. I don't know if you read somewhere where it said women's, the things that women provide in relationships are men's, naturally, we provide these things, are men's, like, extraordinary, like, above and beyond. And we just do it naturally. Like, that's, like, our bare minimum to contribution to a relationship. And that's like, we praise them for doing these certain things, when it's like,
that's so true. I didn't think of it that
then
way.
It's like, we just do these naturally because we want to.
Yeah.
And not to say, oh my God, like, it's not to get praised back. Yeah, that's nice, but it takes them so much to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they don't praise us for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know. I mean, that's okay, that's deep, I feel.
Yeah.
I'm just like speechless.
It really
like
hit home when I read it. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, that's really deep actually, because I do feel like now that I've gone on dates and stuff, like I do get the opposite where people praise me for what I've done, like who I am. And it's such a big, like, it's so weird because dating in your 30s is so like direct. I feel
you have
like
to be
versus remember when I was telling you dating you in your 20s, you're like, oh, I can date him for a year or two. And then now it's like, sit down. It's like, what do you want? When do you want it by? What's your timeline? And then
there's a TikTok. So it's like, where do you live? Do you live in the city? Like, it's like literally asking these like direct ass questions.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. At first it was a little bit scary. You know, but now it's like a little bit easier and like you just expect it. But the last point was, men, step it up or leave us alone.
Please and thank you. Yeah. Pretty self-explanatory with that one.
Yeah. You know, I sometimes think like, is it in Orange County or is it outside? You know, I think we've had this thought before where it's like.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's where they live, right? But then everyone thinks it's where they live. And I hear about it from everywhere in the U.S. and every single country. They're like, the men here are shit. It literally, different continents. So I'm like, interesting.
That is interesting.
It's an epidemic itself.
Yeah. I feel like here at home, people aren't very, I don't know. not, I don't know how to explain it. They're very shy about things. And like I said, when I was in Madrid, it was so like...
direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And approach, they approach you.
Oh, yes. They don't approach you in America at all.
Right?
They approach you in different countries. Not saying they're like great men, but they do approach you and take initiative because I feel like they actually dive into their masculinity. I can't talk today. Where I don't think a lot of men here do.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think they're just raised differently.
Yeah.
In different countries.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I think that just comes to play.
Yeah.
And men are scared. I get it. Rejection
is scary. Yeah.
I'm terrified to go up to a person. And I know a lot of men say like they prefer a woman to go up to them. We're scared too of rejection. Like we need to have a shirt that says I have a girlfriend, I'm married. Like, so we know, because that's more embarrassing to go up to someone like, hey, I'm taken. You know?
I think, yeah, I agree with that. Because that's why there's one thing is if a guy ever approaches me, like I'm not going to reject them or like make them feel dumb. I'll just talk to them and, you know, at least that's what I've been doing because I know it takes a lot to approach someone. The other thing that this reminds me of is the one time we went out with an old roommate of mine and she was like obsessed with a guy that she never even talked to.
Oh my God.
And he had a wife.
Yeah. Full ring on his finger.
Full ring. Mm-hmm. The wife and the friends ended up showing up later, I think.
Yeah. Something. They were around other women.
Yeah. And my old roommate was so upset. She even tried to send him a drink on my tab. No. Remember? And then the bartender herself was like,
was that another time, though? I think it was two different times.
Oh, I thought it was the same time.
I think the tab one was just you two. And the other time with the guy was with me.
You weren't there on the tab night?
I wasn't there with the tab night. This happened on two different occasions with her.
Oh, my God. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the patience of an angel with that lady.
You really did. She was interesting.
Well, she was so upset because this guy literally didn't talk to her, there was no reason to. She never went up to him. They never made eye contact. Like, there was nothing, but in her head, he should have been with her.
We had just gone to the bar that other time. We literally just walked in. She's like, oh, he's good looking. And I was like, oh, he's married. And then, so there were these other girls around him, and she's like, oh, they're not cute. And I was like, actually, they're really pretty. Oh,
same. I was like, they're actually really pretty.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, not to talk shit, but please stop talking.
Well, because we're girls.
Yeah.
Girls before
we are.
Anything else.
Absolutely. Funny. So when we went to go watch the Dodger game, the first World Series game last weekend.
Oh,
I was in the bathroom. I think I was telling you, I was in the bathroom and I was like washing my hands and there were these girls like rambling on. And they're like, oh yeah, factor one traits. And like just like kind of going off factor one traits. And I've never heard this in my entire life. And so they kept like going off and I was like, this sounds interesting. I was like, are you guys talking about men? And they're like, yeah, factor one. I was like, what the hell is factor one? So we looked it up and there's factor one traits. So I'll give you guys kind of like just the overview of it. Factor one traits are a superficial charm, lack of empathy, and a lack of remorse or guilt. So it's interpersonal, which is a superficial charm, sense of self-worth, and then manipulation. And then it's affective, a shallow affect, lack of empathy, and a lack of guilt or remorse. And then behavioral, pathological lying, and a tendency to becoming. But when they were talking about us in the bathroom, I was like, wait, I know these traits. I felt these traits before. I've seen these traits before. And the only thing that came out of my mouth, like I said, I was like, are you guys talking about men? And I was like, that's so sad.
Aww.
But now, ladies, if you do want to get out of something, just say you're a factor one and walk away. And he'll never know what a factor one is.
He's going to think about it forever.
Yeah. And he's just look it up and be like, what the fuck? These women.
Way later.
We're so smart, though.
I know.
Use it.
Okay. I'm curious. Do you think guys know what factor one is? Because I honestly didn't. You came out of the restroom and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this.
Meaning, I learned it in the bathroom at a bar.
It kind of sounds like
that's why people should
Formula
go to bars.
Formula One. So they probably think it's cool.
They'll never know what it is. They probably think it's factor meals.
Or fear factor.
Yeah. Anything that has to do with factor except themselves. They'll never think it's about themselves.
Or factoring numbers.
Yeah. Or like a factor in life. Yeah.
Not about them.
I thought it was actually funny. So, ladies, if you need to get out of a situation, to say you're a factor one and walk away. Cool.
Bloop. Awesome. Bloop.
Oh, I'm dead. Okay. Next on the agenda, what do we have?
Well, did you watch Special Forces?
I did last night.
Yeah, and then week before, I guess.
Yeah. So I've seen both. Last night, I don't think I finished. I think I fell asleep. So I don't remember.
Yeah, Eric went home. Jesse, you didn't. Okay, well.
Nope, now I know. Home?
Yeah.
By himself?
Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah, at this point.
Okay, medically discharged, and Jesse goes with him because he got injured.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was really cute.
I fell asleep. I was so tired last
night. She was killing it. Like the challenge, she was killing it. And then he didn't do so well. And then they played this. Did you see the football thing?
I didn't see any of it. I only saw the rope thing. Yeah. I didn't get very far.
All right. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
But last week, I was just dying laughing when everyone, because a lot of the girls have nose jobs on this.
Yeah.
So that's really scary. You could tell, like, they're scared, right? Because it'll break it again. Like,
1,000, you're not supposed to get hit in the face.
No,
at all.
And they're doing so many things where you get hit in the face. But I thought it was funny, another Eric and Jesse thing, when Jesse's nose gets hit and she hasn't had a nose job.
No.
And she looks at, like, there, everyone's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And then she looks at Eric. She's like, I'll just get it fixed. And then he, like, looks over. I'm like, that's, like, such a girl thing to do. I'm like,
no, literally.
It's okay. Yeah. I've been wanting this.
It's like, wink, wink.
It's like that
hit me harder.
TikTok where it's like, haha, crying. And then it's like,
the little side eye.
It's like, it's okay. And then Gia, I feel like, is doing so well still. And same with Brianna Chicken Fry, whatever.
La Paglia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both killing it.
Yeah.
Even Gia was making me laugh when she was on the rope and talking back to them. She's like, the rope is on my helmet. And they're like, shut the fuck up.
Wait, did you see her asking for a toothbrush?
No.
It's on Instagram. I didn't see it on the... on the episode, or I must have blinked or something, but
I think they've been putting clips of like things that aren't gonna be shown.
Oh, okay. She literally goes out and she tells them, like, sir, my toothbrush broke. And he's like, I can tell, that's why I'm keeping a distance. And she's like, because you know how like they don't know if they can laugh with them or not.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And he's like, use the brush outside. And she's like, what? And he's like, it's okay, we'll get you one.
No, but it's so funny. They actually cracked me up.
Yeah. I feel like I could do the rope challenge. I don't think I could do the football, grab the ball from everyone. I'm not an aggressive person.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I could if I had a face helmet.
They don't.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
The rope thing, I'm terrified of heights. But I feel like I can do it.
Yeah. I feel like I could do it.
Yeah. No. Will it be terrifying? Abso-fucking-lutely.
I think the only thing that I kept thinking of was your shoulders must get like really tired.
That's what they were saying.
If you don't keep the rope down.
Yeah.
You know, because then now you're like this for a long time.
And it was a long way.
Yeah.
A long way across. So I can understand getting. I went to this thing yesterday called Activate and I was throwing balls at a wall and my arms are dead. I can't imagine hanging on a freaking rope.
Well, that's actually a really good workout. When I did motion, we would throw medicine balls at the wall and catch them and throw them up and all that stuff.
No, really, I hated really it. Is.
I know. Have you caught up with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Okay, so I started watching the most recent episode when they go on like below deck.
The yacht. Yeah.
I think I'm done with I have a problem where I fall asleep right at the end, so I don't know if I finished it or I'm like really far behind. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember in Paris.
Yeah. Wow. Personally victimized. Victimized, attacked. I think I saw most of it.
Which part did you end up at?
Okay. Lisa runs downstairs on the phone with her husband.
Oh, then yeah, you watched the whole thing.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Perfect. It ends right after that.
Oh, yeah. See, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I I'm a Lisa stan. I'm so tired of the gang up. It's the same thing over and over. I feel like they should get tired of it already.
I think everyone's exhausted.
Yes.
It's like reminding me of like Jersey with Teresa and Melissa. Like everyone's exhausted.
Yeah.
Like no one wants to talk about them anymore.
No. And I feel like after Heather uncovered Monica, she's become the person that's like catches people doing things.
She's like
things.
The FBI.
Yeah. And I don't love that.
No, it's kind of annoying because she's like really taking on that persona.
That has been her persona the last two seasons.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's find something new. Because again, we're not getting to know anything about her life anymore, about her kids like she used to share, mm-hmm. about even Mormonism like she used to share. It's all like Detective Heather now.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of icky.
I died though with everyone trying to serve food, Captain Jason.
Yeah.
Coming out, trying to like eat with them.
He's like never mind. They Mary said there's going to be like two or three episodes on Below Deck with them.
Oh, good.
So I'm really excited for that season to good. Come out.
It's okay, so did you see Andy's interview with Call Her Daddy?
I did.
Where he called Brittany the thirstiest one.
Yes, I did. I did see that. And I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
Like her unicorn.
I was just going to say that. The stuffed animal.
No, let's backtrack. The fact that they were going to throw water on her anytime she said Jared and Meredith just nonstop throwing
Meredith
water.
Has been waiting for this moment.
It was, and she like was so lively, but I was like, oh, maybe she likes her now. Nope, that was her moment to really
take it, get it all out.
Yeah.
The other thing I thought was funny was Bronwyn showing up in that costume.
Her outfit, it took me a moment to like look at it, and I was like, what is she wearing? I was like, is that a life vest? Not a life vest, a little floaty thingy around her waist. Her hat. I was like, I know she always dresses for the occasion, but that was like a little excessive. Especially with what she's going through. And then like, she also didn't have any makeup on at the same time. So the outfit didn't really balance.
Okay, question. Do you think that's costume, like Mary said, or couture?
That's costume.
That's an expensive costume.
Yeah. That's why it's stupid.
Did we talk about this last time where it's like her and her husband, just how like awkward their conversations are? I think we did.
Yeah, we touched on it. They're a very interesting duo. And so I was reading something. It's like the way he talks to her on camera, just imagine the way he talks to her not on camera.
Yeah.
And that made me sad for her.
Well, it reminds me how a lot of these people get divorced because they start seeing, because I feel like in person, because you love the person, you forget what they said or how they said it, whatever. But I feel like when a camera's following you and you're like, oh my God, like, please don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
You get to witness it, right? And you get to reflect on it. And I'm sure their therapy homework is also on it.
Oh my God, I know. I think there's a big thing. It's like when you're like scared for someone to like say something on camera or in front of people, like that's also like a telltale sign.
Yeah.
And then rewatching that.
True.
And he's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Even if they think or you think it wasn't that big of a deal, you have to like watch it back or like hear it back to be like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that was a little scary was, did you watch that Netflix documentary on Eileen, the serial killer? The lady who killed a bunch of men in Florida. She was like a prostitute.
No.
It just came out. It was really good. I want to say there's a movie coming out, but I know Charlize Theron had done the movie before called Monster. But I think
about her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love Monster.
I think there might be another one, but this is the documentary and it's all her, like, it's recordings and everything. So,
ooh,
yeah, okay. You should watch that. It's good.
I have a whole weekend of doing hopefully nothing.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
I need to clean. That's what I need to do and do laundry.
I know. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Who was your favorite this?
Alex is. I feel like Alex is just killing it freaking week.
Yeah. So is Whitney.
But this past one, they really were off beat with each other. I think they weren't in sync.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, they matched each other's dances. They were a little off from each other, which I think the judges stated.
Mm.
But did you hear So Alex's stepmom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she like went after
Cheryl Burke for giving her. She's like, okay, just take some more Ozempic. That's so fucked.
She said she's not on it.
No, I know. She does look different. I don't know what it is. I'm not even going to like speculate on it. But she does look different from like before, which is people change totally. But yeah, Alex was definitely my favorite. Whitney's was good. Who else? Why am I always like blanking out on the dancers?
What did you think about the gymnast? Her contemporary with the rope?
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was great.
They got such low scores.
I know, because they said like she was having trouble or they were having issues with like their rope and the dance. And I was like, it looked flawless to me.
I thought she did great.
And I thought that was pretty badass to do that.
She's like a thick girl, yeah. You know, so like she's muscular tiny, and yeah. tiny. So to be able to, she looked like she was getting pulled. Like yeah. that's pretty impressive.
No, I thought it was really cool. I really thought yeah. they'd get higher scores.
I'm also not the dance guru. So I was like, I thought she did great.
Yeah. I guess it's more like they look at it from a technical eye and like there's rules for each type of dances. So
I've noticed that everyone is so much better now.
Oh yeah,
like it's insane how good these people are getting.
They have a really good group of dancers already.
Yeah, I was like, this is insane. I did think that the Fandies are working so hard because Jen went home. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be Andy for sure.
No, they, my whole TikTok is people voting for Andy.
Why?
Because he's adorable.
Okay.
But
where is he from?
No idea. Does anyone know where Andy from Dancing with the Stars is from? Because I have no clue.
I was sad when Jen went home.
Yeah. She looked sad. I think she was just defeated.
Yeah.
I think that whole week there was a lot of Max from the last season yes. talking about Jan. And yeah, it's Jan. And how he shouldn't be a pro and all these things. So I think it was just like that whole week looked exhausting. She looked exhausted at the end.
Yeah.
Did you see her husband, what he like, how he had his hand in his face?
Yeah.
How did we feel about that? Because he's getting a lot of flack
for doing really that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so cute.
Okay. I thought his, like, he should have been clapping for her and, like, be proud of her, where it looked like he was, like, disappointed and sad.
Oh, no. I took it as he was so devastated for her because he saw how hard she's been working and he's been taking care of the kids.
Yeah. I did not sense it that way.
Thank God I never put my opinion out there on TikTok because I would get canceled in 5 minutes.
It was probably how he was feeling, but, like, visually, that's what I thought first. I was like, oh, wow.
Really?
I would have been, like, standing up, like, I'm so proud of you, like, for working so hard.
I think or, maybe. Or, like, a disappointment. Maybe because of the seasons, how we see him. But for me, I was like, this is the first time I've ever seen him support her.
Interesting.
Yeah,
no, I did not get that.
Has he said what he meant?
I don't know. I know he like got a lot of flack. I don't know what he said. He did put a statement out, but he didn't mean anything bad by it.
Okay.
I think he intended to mean what you saw, but everyone else saw it differently.
Story of my life. I know. I'm like, but daddy, I love him. Yeah.
They're like, wrong.
Okay, well, that's how I saw it. I saw it as like a concerned husband who's seen her work so hard. Postpartum, he switched and is taking care of the kids a lot.
Yeah.
He saw her sick last week, so mm-hmm. he really pushed through. I mean, I saw something completely different of him being like, oh, this sucks for her. Like, she wanted this so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, this is why we have a podcast.
Yeah, we talk this stuff out. Oh man, but yeah, it was good. There's also some things about like the dance-a-thon, Monsters dance-a-thon.
Yeah.
Where like people were like, Alex should have won, not Whitney, to get the extra points. Did you see that?
I did watch it. Yeah. I actually agreed with Whitney winning. They were very in sync. They were going like high energy the whole time. You know, like the whole time they weren't doing like lifts or anything. They were like dancing.
Yeah.
For like the entire time. Like you saw them like coordinating and doing, which I think is really hard.
It is. Well, the judges were completely split.
Yeah.
Derek Huff came out and said, Derek and Carrie Ann were Alex and Val. And then Cheryl and What's his name?
No idea.
He's my favorite. Oh my God. The other judge wanted Whitney and
And he just grabbed the paddle and said Whitney.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah. Because they couldn't make a decision.
They should have split the points. Can you not split? I mean, it's America. Everybody gets a trophy here.
Make the rule. You can make the rules up. Yeah. It's not do or die.
It's not real.
No, yeah.
Anyways, another controversial thing is, did you see Sydney Sweeney's red carpet look?
I did.
Okay, nipples are in.
Nipples are in, but I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't think I like the outfit.
I don't think it's flattering on her.
No. And if you're going to have your nipples out, maybe like do something like push them up.
Yeah. But I mean, they are natural.
No. Well, you could still like put something up. I'm sure there's something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she's going.
She makes her look old.
Yeah, I was going to say it makes her look older, which I think that's what she's trying to do, because she has like, she's on Euphoria. She's playing like a high school kid, right? But then she's trying to be like an actress, because I don't know if you noticed, even at the Dodgers game, she was very like, I could be wrong, but I feel like she's trying to do like the Marilyn Monroe switch, like with the haircut, the sexiness, yeah. That like, who she's dating, like just controversial, you know, her, she's always in some sort of controversy.
Yeah.
I can
see that and understand it, because I think a lot of people get stuck in certain roles and people only see them in that certain role. So you're trying to like break out of that. But she's still young.
How old is she?
I'm going to look it up. I have no idea. But I'm sure
I think she's probably like late 20s.
Let's see.
Sydney
Sweeney, how old are you?
I do think that.
Yeah, she's 28, so she's still young.
Yeah, she's still young.
She should be, like, enjoying her youth.
Yeah. I do... I don't feel like it's too risque, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think it... If you're gonna do that look, you want to do it full sexy. You know what I mean? It was a little confusing.
Yeah, it was, like, conservative, but, like, sexy at the same time, which made... Like, you have long sleeves on. Like, right. Or, like, three-quarter sleeves on.
And then, like, the draping... Yeah. Her waist looked amazing.
Yeah,
but
tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And the haircut, like, I don't know.
I don't like, it doesn't look bad. It's not my favorite look on her.
Yeah. A lot of girls are doing the bob, which I was very much influenced for a very long time.
Go do it.
No.
All of a sudden, you don't want to do it.
I wanted to, but then I was like, it's already going to be out of style soon.
Yeah, I think like a sleek bob is like really cute.
Well, I also remembered when I did do it a long time ago, how much maintenance short hair is. Like a week in, because my hair grows so fast.
You have to like cut it to keep it a certain length. Yeah, because then it gets like that awkward length. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm. And I have such thick hair, so, and I don't want to thin it out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Went through that. It's all good.
Yeah. You live and you learn.
So lastly, Love is Blind reunion.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
You thought it was boring?
I thought it was the most boring reunion we've ever had in our entire life of Love is Blind reunions from every single season in every different single country.
Wow.
Do you think it was entertaining?
I actually didn't think much of it.
That's why it was boring.
Yeah. I thought it was entertaining when the LA Clippers guy came out.
I thought that was stupid. Why was he there?
Because of their basketball thing?
He didn't need to be there.
Okay, I think it's embarrassing that they fought over the ring. They gave the ring back. Casey gave the ring back only to win it back.
It was like, stupid. What game are we playing?
Yeah, and then when Allie was like, why is everyone, the guys so worked up over this? Because Netflix provides them. It's not a financial.
Is she wrong? No.
No, I think it's kind of funny how these men pick and choose what they want to like take as traditional.
Yeah.
First, they don't care about the marriage, you know, basically. And then all of a sudden, they're so traditional that they need the ring back.
Yeah. A ring they didn't even pay for.
Yeah.
That takes it to the next level.
I know. I wonder how you get to choose the ring.
I think they give him like a
lookbook.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, like, if any girl ever has gotten the same ring. Or is it like a certain amount of rings and then you get first pick, or
I don't know actually. I have no idea.
Question. What do you think about Casey?
She's such a pick me girl. Like such a pick me girl.
Yes, I think she's a pick me girl. The other thing I thought was funny was them acting I saw this thing where it's like Joe sitting there as like a CC line because they're like, who were you dating, Casey? And he's just literally not being like me, guys. Like, yeah. He's just quiet and tries to get it where we like talk and then they move on right away. Like, yeah. And like, I don't know. I felt like it was all over the place. They don't really have like a lot of, I don't know. They just felt all weird. And then Megan having a baby with the CEO. You said she met him through a friend in Hoffman.
Yeah. So she went to the Hoffman process, met someone there, and that's his best friend.
Yeah. So then it's like, and then someone being like, oh, that's why you got so thick. I'm like, oh my God, these people.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was like, when Allie said that, I was like, oh, excuse me. You
can't, like, oh, it was Allie? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, you can't just say that to somebody.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah, someone said, I think it was her. But yeah, the reunion was all over the place. Maybe because no one actually got married. I don't know. But yeah, yeah. They're all very toxic human beings.
They really are. Yeah. I don't know. They were, I guess, yeah, it was boring because I can't even think of anything. But who do you think was the best dressed?
I liked Allie's dress.
Me too. And her hair looks so good, dark. I also thought that, what's her name? Gosh, I'm already forgetting their names again. The one with that can't see. Madison. Okay. I actually thought her dress was really pretty.
It was cute. It was pretty. I liked Casey's dress too. The yellow one.
Casey. Oh, yeah. Yeah. KB looked really good.
She did.
Yeah, she looked really good. That's like, I feel like KB is someone who knows what to wear and style for her shape.
You have to know yeah. how to style your
shape. She looks
your
really shape. Good. Jordan, let's not forget, he looked great.
He looked really handsome.
Yeah, that yeah. chicken smoothie is working.
Yeah, and then he, like, it's cooked chicken.
It's still disgusting. That's with Crystal Light?
Like,
Crystal Light by itself is gross.
Like, make it make sense. I don't understand
that
it.
That gave me the shivers.
I was like, you're definitely going to get salmonella poisoning.
I saw this thing on, I think it was Instagram. It's like someone said, that gave me the goose pimples. And I'm like, instead of goosebumps.
Oh, let's keep it to goosebumps.
Yeah, I was like, oh, interesting.
Goose pimples.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought he looked really good. Edmund did not look good. What's up with that brush thing? What is
it? I don't know. He literally walked down the aisle with it on.
I know.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's a style and he probably thinks it's cool. And he like, you know when people are just so set in a certain style yeah. and they like, even if they hate it because they've done it for so long and they've made it a thing.
Yeah.
And they don't want people to be like, I told you so. They just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
I definitely think that the reunion was mostly everybody talk about Casey and her wrongdoings.
Yeah.
But
she had a few.
Yeah. She definitely didn't handle anything right.
Bless her. Oh, man. But yeah, I'm kind of glad the season's over because it was just giving a lot and then nothing.
Yeah, it was funny because I didn't watch right from the beginning, but yeah. everyone's like, oh my God, this season's crazy and blah, blah, blah. Oh, what did you think of Annie?
Who's Annie?
She's the hairdresser that was with Nick.
Oh, yeah.
She kept defending him.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to what she actually had to say.
She barely said anything, but when she did, it was just to defend Nick, which I found surprising.
That was surprising.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know why Netflix producers hate her, man, because that hair.
She's a hairdresser.
And she's a hairdresser. They always get her on the wrong
days.
Days, that's angles.
Really, yeah. Weeks. I mean, if you know you're going to film, though, like, you know, try a little harder.
I don't know if it's because she has thick hair and she has extensions.
She should know what to do with that. She's a hairdresser.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm ready for the next season. Hopefully, it's in a different city with better people because. They're casting, man.
Yeah. I still think Joe's weird. He gives me like serial killer vibes.
Yeah. He does look cute with the mustache, though. I'm not going to lie.
Love a mustache.
Yeah. Surprisingly, you do.
I know.
I feel like before you never liked a mustache.
No, I never not liked it. Oh. Yeah. Just my ex-boyfriend couldn't really grow one. So I wasn't going to.
She's like, no, I hate it.
I wasn't going to be like, grow it. I'm not a beard fan,
uh-huh.
but I like the mustache look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The beard also, like, it messes your chin. You get, like,
yeah, red burns. It depends on the beard, though. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now.
No, we can't.
No, we don't need to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really date with beards. It's
like coarse hair, softer hair. Depends on the hair.
Yeah. We'll never know.
But yeah, I hope everyone has a great Halloween night. Be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be safe, everyone. Trick or treat.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.